tweet at TodaySOR.
A modicum of drama is expected in Dáil Éireann tonight when the Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government, Eoghan Murphy, faces a vote of no confidence tabled by the Social Democrats. But as things stand, it's reported that the Minister is likely to survive this second attempt to unseat him in just over 14 months, with Michael Lowry saying he will back the government. News just in that the independent TD, Michael Fitzmaurice, has confirmed he is paired with the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, who's on state business in Israel and Palestine. On the line now, Richard Boyd Barrett, the Solidarity People Before Profit TD for Dún Laoghaire, and Minister of State in Eoghan Murphy's department, Damien English, who's also, of course, Fine Gael TD for Mead West. Good morning to you both. Richard Boyd Barrett, you're going to support the Social Democrats' motion tonight at around 10 a.m, but arguably it's just another wasted piece of dull time.
No, I think any opportunity whatsoever to ring the alarm bells about the disastrous failure of the government's housing policy and the need for a radically different approach is a good opportunity. One could not have confidence in a policy that has brought record numbers of people into homelessness. Thousands of children, reports saying recently that 40% of children in homeless accommodation are experiencing mental health and behavioural difficulties because of their unacceptable plight. We have evictions taking place regularly because landlords, and particularly vulture funds, flipping property from one to the other to make profit, evicting people. We have rents which are among the highest now in Europe, are completely unaffordable for the vast majority of people who are working. We have house prices completely out of control, totally unaffordable again to the vast, vast majority of people who are working in this country. It's a disaster, and the government don't seem to recognise.
But is it not a bit like trying to turn the Titanic? Because you can't just magic up houses very quickly. They are spending so much, hundreds of millions on the HAP scheme, but they can't just turn that off and just divert 400 million to new public housing straight off. It has to be given time. And Eoghan Murphy on Morning Ireland was making the point that things are picking up. There are more houses being built every year, both privately and publicly.
Sean, the problem is we've heard that for 8 years. I mean, since I entered the Dáil in 2011, for example, I have been raising, I mean, almost on a monthly basis, the Shankana site in Dún Laoghaire and why they wouldn't build council housing on it. 8 years on, not a sod has been turned on that site, despite promises that we would get social housing at some point. Now, it doesn't take 8 years. And you could repeat that with site after site in public ownership around this city and around the country. And in fact, what the government has done in that period is sold a lot of that property to vulture funds, to private developers and so on, who are sitting on the land, who are flipping the land, who are drip feeding it onto the market at extortionate prices, because the government has facilitated them in doing that, right? So it's not
okay,
that
Damien
they just
English.
Need a bit of time. It's that they have pursued the wrong policy, and that policy has had disastrous consequences that are getting worse.
Damien English, you're getting it all wrong.
Yeah, so we hear from Richard, all right, but actually, we have debate after debate in the Dáil, and very few solutions are brought forward by anybody else. And even if Richard actually reads the motion that's been brought forward tonight, what they are calling for actually is been implemented in many cases already. So there's no big change that's been asked for tonight. They just want to raise an issue and try to take a pop shot at Eoghan Murphy. That won't help build houses. A couple of issues here, Sean. Richard mentioned one site there. He failed to mention the other 300 sites that were on today building houses. And part of Minister Murphy's job and my job and our department officials is to go to all these sites and work with local authorities to bring forward houses. On those 300 plus sites this year, we will see the local authorities reaching their 10,000 housing mark, which is what Richard and others were calling for a couple of years ago. So to be clear, Sean, Rebuilding Ireland is a five-year plan. We are just nearly finished 3 years of that plan. It has already helped and assisted over 100,000 households to find a house and to be in a house. And if we didn't have that plan, those people possibly wouldn't have a house. But what more importantly is, the next 2 years, we will continue to build on the supply of housing. You have to brick by brick, build the houses, increase the supply. That is the only way to address all the housing issues that Richard and many others keep highlighting. We all know about them. They're not good enough. We accept that. Rents are too high. There's not enough housing. No, we dispute that. But you have to actually go about it in a planned way to fix it. And with respect to everybody in the Dáil, I sat there through many debates along with Minister Murphy, and nobody has brought to us a different plan, an alternative plan, a complete plan.
Okay, well, look, let's go back. Where are your amendments, Richard Boyd Barrett? Where's your alternative plan?
We have put forward, in fact, I've put several motions forward that detailed our alternative proposals. One of those
a complete
motions
plan.
Was, one of those motions was passed. It coincided with the Raise the Roof demonstration. It was linked to the Raise the Roof demonstration. It was passed that proposed a number of key policies and principles that were necessary to address the housing crisis. That was passed by a majority in the Dáil, but completely ignored by the government. And it centres on stopping evictions into homelessness, which Peter McVerry confirmed last night on television, and of course everybody knows this, is the major reason we have a homelessness crisis. It centred on building on scale public and affordable housing on public land, which has not happened on anything near the scale that the government, in terms of the government's proposals.
Put a number on what you mean building on scale in terms of public housing.
We would need, at this point, at least 20,000 public and affordable houses a year to be built on public land, right? And stop messing around with selling off that land.
And what would the breakdown? What would the breakdown be, Richard Boyd Barrett, between public and affordable?
I think it would probably be about 70-30 in favour of social and about 30 affordable.
Right.
But that would be affordable critically, Sean. Critically, that would stay in... the land would stay in public ownership and the affordable housing would stay affordable in perpetuity. In other words, it would never become part of the market. As against the government's proposals, if you look at O'Devany Gardens as an example, public housing will only be about 30% of that and about 70% of it will be privatised and it is going to cost the state.
Okay, let's hear Damien English's response to that.
Yeah, okay, just look here, Sean. Richard would believe that you should just allow total housing on most sites. What we're bringing forward here is a combination. Local authorities, 3 years ago, were not building local authority housing. That's probably a fact, and we all know it was less than 100. That now is back up this year, directly building by themselves over 6,400, but all the houses that buy, they're bringing in 10,000. The money is ring-fenced to bring that to 11,000 next year and 12,000 the year after, and every year thereafter. So this government has put in place long-term funds, long-term commitments, a pipeline of sites and projects to guarantee social housing continues at a high level. It wasn't at that high level, even in boom years, and that's why we have difficulties here. That's number one. On top of that, we are using state-owned land, and we have and are bringing forward affordable housing products on that state-owned land. On the larger sites, like the Devon and other ones, we don't believe, and most housing experts don't believe, that you just put social housing on that. You have to have a housing mix because we want to have housing for social affordable and the many in the private sector who also need housing. But thankfully, Sean, the supply of housing in a sustainable way has been growing every year. It's now increased by 82% during the lifetime of this plan. And this year you'll see over 22,000 new houses throughout the country coming into the system, independently verified by the CSO. Next year that'll go over 25,000 and then it goes to 30,000. And that's where it has to be every year for the next 20 years to make sure this never happens again. That's our job, to put in place, and Owen Murphy's job, to put in place short-term plans to address homelessness and housing shortages today, but also put in place long-term plans to prevent it ever happening again. And that's correcting mistakes of the past and of previous governments. I won't go into all that.
Okay.
But you will not fix that in 1 year. You fix it with a 5-year plan. This is year three. And if anyone wants to go target by target, sector by sector, it is delivering, it is working. But we accept and we know it's not enough to provide a home for every today or tomorrow. But it will be enough. And
right, Richard Boyd Barrett, your response to that. Again, gradual improvement. Not as fast as they want, but getting there.
No, the problem is the plan itself, Sean, right? It's the plan itself. Rebuilding Ireland, 3/4 of the so-called social housing it plans to deliver through the HAP scheme. In other words, it plans to deliver it by renting private rented accommodation from private landlords, right, and call that social housing. That is the plan. So even if they achieve it, three quarters of the social housing they're talking about delivering is not actually publicly built social housing. And that means, Damien, I didn't interrupt you, that means that people who are in that accommodation do not have the security that people in public and affordable housing, directly provided public and affordable housing, have, and they end up homeless further down the line.
Quick response.
It also costs the state an absolute fortune, money that could be better spent on directly providing more public and affordable housing.
Sean, naturally, of course, anybody in the same world would rather use their own housing stock. But when you don't have social housing stock, because it wasn't built years ago, while you are building the new housing stock, you have to have other schemes which provide people with a home today. Now, Richard doesn't like HAP, and that's an ideological issue for him. But there's over 48,000 families are in a house today through the HAP program. If we took Richard's approach, they wouldn't have a house. So, yes, we have to use HAP in the short term while we build up the social housing stock. There isn't really any other way to do it while we tell 48,000 families they can't have a home.
That is complete nonsense, right? I mean, in my area, Damien, you cannot. People are stuck in homeless accommodation. They're couch surfing because they cannot find HAP, because rents are now at €2,000 a month in Sandyford, for example, for a one-bedroom apartment, right? So even if you manage to find an empty apartment, the HAP wouldn't give you the money because it's astronomical.
Right. Look, right? I want to move on to another matter, and it's particularly for you, Debbie English. A letter written to the Irish Times today by Father Peter McVerry, and I'll ask listeners to bear with me. It's while I read it. It's not that long. Sir, I attended court with a young homeless boy who had been charged with the theft of a bottle of orange, value €1. Another homeless man was charged with the theft of 4 bars of chocolate, value €3. Another homeless man was charged with the theft of 2 packets of silk-cut cigarettes. A TD on his way to or from his full-time, very well-paid job in Brussels stops by at Dáilearn to sign in so that he can collect his full expenses of €51,600 for his attendance in the Dáil. Yours, etc., Father Peter McVerry. What do you say to that?
Well, just to be clear, Sean, his comments on Darragh Murphy, they're a separate issue. I don't know if McVerry understands what Darragh Murphy has or hasn't done, but I'm sure they can have that conversation.
I think most people understand exactly what Darragh Murphy has done.
But just to be clear,
he's been missing
Sean,
in inaction. Was it 24 out of 70 days year so far?
Sean, sorry, you're asking me about Father McVerry and housing, okay? And I deal with the McVerry Trust on a weekly basis on housing coaches. And they too put in place a 5-year plan to deliver a couple of thousand.
I'm actually asking you now at this stage about Father McVerry's letter, clearly referring to Darla Murphy. Should, in your view, Darla Murphy give back the expenses he's claimed?
You had a great discussion this yesterday, Sean, and Darla Murphy has to explain why he feels he's entitled to keep the expenses.
He doesn't actually, because he's resigning and he says he complied with the law. I'm just asking for your view.
I'm trying to give it to you. I haven't had a chance to meet Darragh Murphy yet. I will meet him today and I'll find out what way or how he came to draw down the expenses. Was he doing his job at the TD? I'm told his office was open, he was providing the service, he was still doing his job at the TD. But I'll meet him and discuss that with him. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But I do believe he has to explain, and he will explain, whether the money was put to good use, because that expenses is to run your office, run your service and provide a service to the people he represents, which I believe he was still doing. Yes, he was doing a role in Europe as well. We all have been. I'm a TD, I'm also a junior minister, I do 2 jobs, but I make sure that I do them to the board the highest level I possibly can. I'm sure Darragh Murphy was the same, but I'll discuss that with him today.
Yeah, Richard Boyd Barrett, I mean, the bottom line here, Darragh Murphy put out a statement on Saturday last. I have been compliant, I wish to state that at all times, I have been compliant with rules for attendance at Leinster House.
But I think what sickens and angers people, and justifiably so, is that poor people get imprisoned just for being poor. They are victims of the policies of government that have failed them, to fail to provide housing, decent incomes, decent employment. But those same people at the top make easy money and seem to be, you know, double jobbing for career reasons, you know, and living a pretty easy life compared to those who have to suffer the consequences of their policies. And that is infuriating for people, and people are right to be angry. And in this particular case, I don't know all the details, but it certainly appears as if Dara Murphy's focus was far more on seeking a new role in Europe than actually concentrating on the needs of his constituents and people here in Ireland.
Right, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you both, Richard Boyd, Barrett Latterly, Solidarity People Before Profit TD, and also Damien English, Minister of State for Housing.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.